Blog Talk Radio.
Today I'm gonna try to change the world. I'm gonna take it one day at a time. I made my resolution. I've opened up my eyes. Today I'm gonna try to change the world. I'm gonna say hello to my neighbor. Gonna greet him with a smile and shake the hand of a stranger. Sit and talk to him for a while. Gonna tell someone I love them from the bottom of my heart. Today I'm gonna try to change the world. Yeah, today I'm gonna try and change the world. Gonna take it one day at a time. Opened up my eyes. Today I'm gonna try and change the world. I'm gonna make sure my children know right from wrong. Never turn my back on those who need someone. Always gonna try to see myself. I'm gonna try to change the world. Yeah.
Good afternoon, good evening. I hope it's good where you are. I have some callers waiting for me, so that's cool and great. Appreciate it. And hopefully you've had a good day. I've had a wonderful day, actually, and that's a good thing. But, you know, it all matters what we do with it. So, all right, let's go ahead and open with prayer, and then I'll be taking some calls. Father, Mother God, we just thank you for this day. We thank you for everything that you do for us, seen and unseen. Let us be able to listen to your voice and be silent and just wait upon you when we have to make decisions about things. Father, Mother God, I just pray for everybody listening to my voice right now live. I just pray that you would just meet the needs that they have tonight. And I just love us and just be with us in all situations. And I say namaste and I say amen. Let's go ahead and take some calls. Let's go with the first call. Will be 509. You're on air with me. Hello.
Hi, it's Holly. How you doing? Do I sound better this
time? I'm doing good, actually. So hopefully you're good too.
Much better than my last time I called you.
Well, oh, good. I'm glad it was. Go ahead.
Yeah. I work in a property, and one of my tenants, to me, is harassing me. And what? How much longer? Her name's Michelle. How much longer is she going to harass me? Because I'm really tired of it.
Yeah, that should be resolved by the end of the month. So.
Like she'll stop bothering me?
Yeah, I hope so. But yeah, that's what I'm seeing anyhow.
Are we going to go to court on it?
There's a possibility, yes. But I don't really. It's a real distant thing like that, but I don't see it being very long. So, because also you might have to get a restraining order against her to, to stop the behavior that she's showing.
Like, why? What is her problem?
I have no idea.
Yeah. Okay.
But, just be careful and, because, I think that she has some problems, with her thinking in some cases. So, just watch your back and, take care of yourself. So.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, thank you so much.
You're welcome. Well, it's always nice to talk to you. So call me some other time. All right. Have a good evening, Holly. Bye-bye.
You too.
All right, hold on. Okay. Let's go with 484. You're on air with me. Hello.
Hello. Thank you for taking my call. This is the first time I found your show.
Well, I appreciate you tuning in, so that's cool. Thank you.
Thank you. My name is Tonette, and I'm calling up. I am in conflict with another female by the name of Desiree, and this has been going on for about over 2 months, and I try to reach out, and she blocked me on the phone and stuff like that. I was wondering if you see her, unblocking me and wanting to talk or wanting to reconcile anything, or what do you see here?
Okay. What was your name again? I'm sorry. What was your name?
Tonette.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I see it being resolved in a couple of weeks. So,
okay.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know why she's doing this. I keep hearing that she's jealous of you or something like that. So, I keep hearing that in my head. So.
Yeah, you're right about that, yes. Now, before this whole blow-up and argument and her blocking me, she had made plans to actually move in here and, start living here in my home. And I don't know if that's going to come to pass now because of, her blocking me and doing all this.
Yeah, because I'm getting like two different answers on that. But, I feel like it will be resolved pretty soon. And I don't see her moving in there.
Okay, at all?
No, I don't see her around. No.
Okay. Wow.
Okay.
Yes. Well, thank you so much for the reading.
Oh, thank you, and I appreciate you calling in. So, it's nice to have you. So, all right, we'll talk again sometime, sure.
Yes, bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right, let's go with 111. You're on there with me. Hello.
Oh, hi, Mr. Michael. Thank you for taking my call.
No problem. How can I help?
I'm going to start a new project with my business, and, any changes or anything I need to add to it?
No, I think it I feel like it's going to be really good for you to do this project. So I don't see any problems.
What about the income, sir? Are people going to come?
Yeah, your income situation should improve by around the 1st of July.
And I wanted to do some tarot. You think I should do it with the business or not?
I'm getting no on that, so I would not at this time anyhow.
Okay. Okay, Mr. Michael, send a blessing. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. You have a good night.
Yes, sir. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Very good.
631, you're on air with me. Hello.
Yes, hi, this is Suzanne, and I was wondering when you see me getting into a relationship.
I'm getting, like, around fall, like October,
okay.
September. So,
you
yeah,
know anything about the person?
I'm not picking up anything really about who it is, but, you know, it should be
I was talking to somebody online, was supposed to meet, like, Monday or something. What do you see with him?
I feel like there's going to be a postponement on that. I feel like he's got some stuff that he's going to back out on that, but you know, something that has his attention besides you.
Okay. I'm not going to meet anybody till the fall.
I feel like there's a guy just, you know, short term, but you should meet him like about the end of July. So.
Oh, all right. And then another guy in the fall?
Yeah.
All right. Well, thank you.
You're welcome. I appreciate you calling in.
Okay.
You have a good night. Bye-bye. Let's go with 541, John Harrison. Hello.
Hi. Thank you for taking my call. My name is Anna, and my question is, I have a tenant who just signed a lease and is moving her things from California to the house in New Mexico, and I'm wondering how you see our relationship going and her time there, because it's already getting a little strange, and she hasn't even officially moved in.
Right. Yeah. I, in this case, I'd follow your own intuition. I mean, I feel like, you know, the situation is just a little confused at the moment, what you're saying, and but I feel like it will work out. It's just going to take some time. And I get like a caution light, so it's telling me for you to proceed very carefully. Because sometimes her thinking is irrational, so you know, you just have to, you know, be with her and talk the situation out. So, okay.
Mm-hmm. So she's just stressed from moving and just kind of overreactive.
Yeah, and it feels like her nerves are like on the edge right now. I don't know what's causing that, but I just feel like, you know, it will work itself out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because she went up to New Mexico to look for a place. She stayed in the Airbnb, and then 3 days before she left, she found my house. So we quickly went through signing a lease and having her, you know, do whatever she could. And then she flew back to the Bay Area. She just sold a house there, so she had some things to do and gather her things, and she's bringing them back to New Mexico. But there were things that had to be done, and, you know, she had to sign
right.
For electricity and propane. Now she doesn't want to pay for the propane tank rental, and that's part of the, you know, utilities to have the propane. And
right.
She's just making a lot of stress over nothing, you know.
Right, yeah. And I would just be honest with her and just tell her how you feel about the situation and, you know, go from there, but...
Mm-hmm. Well, I've kind of laid out the logistics, and, you know, she's fighting me.
Okay.
I'm like, over $7 a month? You just sold a house for like $750,000. Probably, you know, our
right.
house in the area, you know. It's like she
right.
doesn't have a problem. She went and drove down to Santa Fe, bought a couch, had somebody go down there, pick it up. That cost a fortune, I'm sure, just to do that. And then she's
right.
quibbling over $7 tank rental fee, you know.
Right. Yeah.
All right. Well, I appreciate that. Could I ask another question? Do you have a
yeah,
moment
go ahead.
For that?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I do. Go ahead.
Thank you. I have some health issues, and I'm wondering if you see anything. There's several different things. I have osteoarthritis, and they just found a cyst in my thyroid that they said is nothing to worry about. But when I take thyroid medication, it makes my thyroid swell. That's how we found it. And I'm
right.
trying to, you know, get a resolve for that, because when I don't take the medication, my body swells with too much fluid and my hair starts falling out. But if I do take it, my throat is swollen. And so I'm trying to get what I need and the help that I need.
Right.
I'm wondering what you see.
You know, I feel like your health, you know, is going to get better. You need to talk to your doctor or whatever and get, like, some kind of different medicine. You're having a reaction to the medicine.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I think, you know, it's time to talk to a doctor and just tell them what's going on and
mm-hmm.
go from there. But I don't see anything serious at the moment. But,
okay.
yeah, you're having a reaction to the meds.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because I just saw him a few weeks ago, and that he ordered an ultrasound, and I just got the results from that, and I haven't been taking the meds. And he basically said, well, if I didn't want to do the meds, that there wasn't anything else he could do. But he referred me to a nurse practitioner who has a medical background, but a more natural approach
right.
to things, to see what kind of herbal
right.
ways we could go. Okay. And I woke up yesterday with a toothache and went to an emergency clinic, and they told me that the nerve in the tooth and the two teeth together are dying, and there's no cavity or anything there, but that it's getting infected underneath the tooth. And so I have no idea what's causing that. Why, you know, if there's no cavity there, I'm like, what is that, like stress or... I don't know, you know, what's causing my body to have shut down.
Yeah. I mean, you're under a lot of stress at the moment, so your body's trying to tell you to slow down a little bit. So, but that's what I'm seeing at the moment. So, all right?
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. Thank you.
You're
okay.
welcome. Have a good night. Bye-bye.
Okay. You too. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye. Okay, we have open lines. You can call me at 516-418-5997. We have open lines at the moment. So, all right. Let's see what Spirit wants to talk about. One thing, you know, right now everybody's on edge because fear and things like that. But I really feel like the things will straighten out and be all right. So, all right. So, I'm thinking we're going to go off air. But I appreciate everybody that called in tonight. And it was awesome talking to you. And like always, I appreciate you guys. You're what makes the show go. So, I appreciate it so much. Let me give you my website address. It's new, so there's not much over there yet, but I'll give it to you anyhow. It's www.insightswithmichael.net. Remember, it's .net. All right. I will talk to you again tomorrow about 1 o'clock. All right. Thank you. See you then.